It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast. Brock and Hunter bringing it to you.
Here we go.
As always, your Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Gilson. 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor, your full service motorcycle repair shop. You need Jet Motors. You need Jet Motorcycle there running real, real good. Hey, Jet.
You fast talking ad guy.
What? this has already started off so bad. This is just garbage. Anyway, hit up Gilson Cycle. We'll hear a word from them at the end of this. But right now, it is time for fact and opinion. One awesome fact, one stupid opinion, and you can do what you want with it, okay? Doesn't matter. You like it, you not like it. Tell your friends how stupid it is. Okay, let's see here. We got Eiffel Tower. That one's kind of stupid.
What kind of Eiffel Tower?
Hey! Call that the devil's three-way. No one knows exactly. How about this one? Oh, here, we'll rip on this one, because I fucking hate Oreos. The ratio of cookie to cream in an original Oreo is 71% cookie, 29% cream.
Wow.
You know, cream's another one of those words. We talked about this in the afternoon. It's one of those cream. Ones, depends on how you say it. Like, oh, could you pass me the cream?
Or, the cream, yeah.
Hey, pass me that cream. It's all about tone.
It's all about tone.
Look, I'm sorry if I'm offending anyone out there who has fond memories of maybe eating Oreos with their grandpa every day after school.
I'm already offended.
Oreos are fucking garbage, all right?
Already offended.
Now, maybe I would like it. Now, maybe if you took that cookie and you turned it into like a chocolate chip cookie, and then you put the cream in there, I'm all for it. But there's something about just that black charcoal cookie that I just can't get behind.
I'm going to fucking piss you off even more. Not only is Oreo the shit, probably the best cookie, the best part of that cookie, Brock, is the cookie.
Yeah, fuck you. No, you're just saying that.
I'm not. I think it is. I really do.
Piece of trash.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing, is if you have a knockoff Oreo, it's not the same. There's something about the Oreo cookie that makes that cookie.
You realize, though, that Oreos in itself are the knockoff, though.
You're right.
Because there's that one. It's called like,
it was like the OG Oreo.
Oreo.
And then Oreo stepped in and we're like, we're just going to fucking take this and run with it.
A Hydrox, which no wonder they didn't make it with the name like Hydrox. You couldn't think of anything better than that. But that was the brand name of the cream-filled chocolate sandwich cookie manufactured by Leaf Brands. It debuted in 1908. Oreo was in 1912.
I'm going to agree with you for slightly. Okay. Agree with you.
All right.
Well, as far as... I used to like Oreos a lot better.
Yeah?
Yeah. Nowadays, I'm like, I can have a few, and then it kind of, I can really taste the sugar now. Taste what it is.
It's the cookie. And I don't know why, because they say it's a chocolate cookie, but it's a very bitter chocolate.
You ever dunked it?
Oh, well, that's the only way I will eat an Oreo. And with this conversation, I'm being very hateful on it, but if there's only Oreos and some milk, I'll eat the Oreos. I will,
but then
you spend 20 minutes picking it out of your teeth that Oreo is wedged in the crevasses of your mouth for a week, you know?
My cousin went and got senior pics done, and his mom sent him to the place. Fucking expensive, dude. You know, senior pics aren't cheap. He thought it'd be funny to get a mouthful of Oreos before he took all of his pictures.
Oh.
And his teeth in the pictures is just, ugh. His mom was devastated. It was like hundreds of dollars for these shots, you know?
You know, give him up for adoption.
You don't think about money, though, as a kid. You're just like,
this is going to be hilarious. Well, and then added, you feel for any kid that had, like, braces. Like, they couldn't have Oreos. Or you had that one kid who didn't care, and it's just like, oh, man.
Dude, I remember, taking, like, you would take, like, they would give you, like, malleable toothpicks, I guess, you'd say. And you'd put them in between your braces, and you have to do the whole... Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, and Oreos are just like the worst thing for it, man. That's
just mush into it.
That's like mortar, you know, that they use for building houses and brick buildings, like just wedged in there.
What is your favorite cookie? I think we've talked about this.
I honestly don't know. Like, are we talking just like, let's not get into like crazy cookies, like, you know, Nutter Butters. We're talking like the legit essence of a cookie, like a chocolate chip cookie, something like that, right?
Yeah.
I would probably have to say, yeah, just like a chewy chocolate chip cookie. I know that sounds plain.
Hot out of the oven is pretty hard to beat.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like that soft chocolate chip cookie, I'd probably have to say, like, gun to my head, pick a cookie. That's going to be it. That's going to be
it. What are the one cookies that, like, you know, you'll get them at, like, the bakery shop, and they have the icing on top. They're always, like, almost, like, perfectly made. You know what I'm saying?
See, I don't trust those because, like, you've tried doing those at home, and it doesn't work. You know what I mean? So I feel like there's nothing natural about those cookies.
It was just stamped onto that wax paper, you know?
What's the Girl Scout cookies? Not the Thin Mints. Thin Mints are great. But the ones, you know, with the caramel and the chocolate.
Caramel
those,
and the
dude.
It has, like, the flakes of coconut on it.
No, not the coconut ones. Not those ones. Just the base. What the fuck are those called? Anyway, those are really
Caramel
good
Delights.
Is that what it is? Those are pretty good. Those are pretty good.
That's the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway. So, yeah. Oreos, not quite on board. Not quite on board. Just can't get it.
I'm still on board. Just not as much as I was when I was in fifth grade.
It should be 50% cookie, 50% cream, right? That's what it should be. They tried to up it with the double stuff, but I still feel like you're getting ripped off on the double stuff.
Have you tried the thin ones?
No, I haven't. That just seems
quite good.
No, are they good? That seems like you're getting even more ripped off with the cream. With the cream, yeah. I like a lot of cream in my mouth when I'm eating my cookie.
Good what? God, man.
Sorry, ruined
double
it.
Stuff.
All right, well, I hope you go choke on an Oreo. That's going to do it for Brian. that's going to do it for the Plan B After Show podcast. Sorry, I'm always talking about you dying. I'm sorry. I won't do it anymore.
One of these days.
One of these days.
Like, you should have said it.
It came true. It came true. here's a word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle. We'll see you next time on the Plan B After Show podcast.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.